So September 13th, 2009 is a day that I will never forget. It's a day that changed my life, and it's a day that whether you know it or not, many of your lives were changed because of as well. September 13th, 2009, a ragtag small group of us who had no idea what we were doing launched Relevant Community Church. And we did so with one purpose, and that purpose is transformation. We launched Relevant with the mission to help transform people into everything God created us to be. And it's so crazy to think about that in a few short weeks, we're going to celebrate our 15-year anniversary as a church. And let me just tell you, 15 years ago when we started Relevant, I never imagined we'd see this day because 80% of church plants fail in the first 5 years. So needless to say, I am so excited to celebrate this day with you at the end of August. Now, with our anniversary coming up, I've been thinking a lot about the past 15 years, about where we are as a church, about how we got here, about the future of Relevant, about how we'll get to where God wants us to be, about you, about how much I love our church. And let me tell you, I love my church. And I know so many of you would say the same thing. So many of you would say, I love my church. I love Relevant Community Church. Well, you need to know that hasn't happened by accident. And I also know the reason you're here, whether you're just checking out Relevant or you've been around forever or you kind of, you know, you moved to town and so you're looking for a new church or you're just kind of just trying to figure out the whole church thing for yourself. I know the reason you're here is because you want to be part of a church you love. A church where you find community and develop great friendships, and where you experience God's presence, where you and your family are being transformed, where a church where people are being reached through it, a church that is experiencing the hope and healing power of God. Well, you need to know all of that will not happen by accident. And since we're doing a series called I Love My Church, it's important to be on the same page about what the church is and isn't. And the Apostle Paul, in a letter that he wrote to in the first century, about 30 years or so after the events of Jesus' life, to the followers of Christ in the city of Corinth, clearly told us. It's in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. He said, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all the many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, and he's referring to God's Spirit or the Holy Spirit. For all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now you, and he's speaking to the entire community of followers of Christ in the city of Corinth, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you, as individual Christ followers, is a part of it. Another English translation of the Bible says, are members of it. And what Paul is doing here is he's using analogy to make a point. Basically saying, hey, you know how your physical body works, right? You know how you have a lot of different body parts, arms, legs, eyes, ears, hands, feet, but each have a, you know, different function, but they're all part of the one body that make up your body? Well, just like that, once you put your faith in Jesus, the same thing applies to you. See, according to the writers of Scripture, the moment we put our faith in Jesus, the moment we ask Jesus to be the forgiver of our sins and the leader of our lives, God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, takes residence within us, and we become part of this amazing thing that Jesus established called the church. And according to Paul, who would know because he wrote a majority of our New Testament, according to Paul, the church is not a building. The church is not a people. Or excuse me, the church is not an event. According to Paul, the church is a people. The church is a people who are the body of Christ who are called to be Jesus' hands and feet. Paul refers to the church as the body of Christ here and other places in the New Testament because Jesus established his church to be his hands and feet to carry on the mission that he came to this earth for, that he died on the cross for, that he rose from the grave for. The mission of seeking and saving those who were lost, those who have a broken relationship with Holy Creator God because of their violation of sin against him. The mission of ushering in his love, joy, peace, hope, salvation, redemption, healing, provision, justice, mercy, grace, power, presence. The mission of ushering in ultimately his kingdom together in such a way that people are transformed, families are transformed, schools are transformed, communities are transformed, cities are transformed, lives are transformed, eternities are transformed, the world is transformed. Jesus came to this earth and he died on the cross and he rose from the grave to be the hope of the world. And before he physically left, he established his church. to be the physical embodiment of him as his agents of hope until in the world until he physically returns. As followers of Christ, we together are the body of Christ here and now. When you put your faith in Jesus, you become a member of the body of Christ. You become united through the Holy Spirit to every other follower of Christ all throughout the world, which, by the way, is why we get baptized. We look at baptism as such a me individual thing. It's not. It's much more of a we thing. We are proclaiming that we are a part of the body of Christ with every other follower of Christ all throughout the world when we get baptized. We're proclaiming we're a part of a we who is following Jesus together, which means, listen, if you, since putting your faith in Jesus, you haven't been baptized, you need to take that we step. Now, it's impossible for us to practically live out being the body of Christ with every other follower of Christ in the world. That's why there's local churches, smaller communities of followers of Christ who live as the body of Christ in a local context. And Paul is actually writing to the local church in Corinth. He's saying, you're the body of Christ in Corinth, and each of you is a member of this body. Some of you are hands, some are feet, some are legs, some are ears, some are eyes, but every body part is essential. Listen, as followers of Christ, Jesus has called us to live as a fully functioning member of his body through the context of a local church. He's called us to be fully engaged in a local church that form and function as the body of Christ, that belong to each other, that carries on Jesus' mission together, that embodies Jesus' presence together, that's being transformed together, that's a part of transforming our community and the world together, which is why if you've been a part of Relevant for any period of time, you've heard me say many times that Jesus is the hope of the world and the local church is his agent of hope. We see over and over and over throughout Scripture and throughout church history that when a local church is truly living as the body of Christ, they experience divine unity. The love of Jesus is seen and felt. People are putting their faith in Jesus. Lives are being transformed. Communities and cities are being changed. Authentic community is being experienced. Things that can only be attributed to God are happening. The fullness of Jesus' presence and power is being felt and experienced. God is moving in their midst. And that's the type of church we'd all love to be part of. But unfortunately, so often that's not people's church experience, is it? So often many people's church experiences is 100% opposite of that. Instead of people being healed, people are being hurt. Instead of unity, there's division. Instead of love, there's arguing and bickering. Instead of belonging, there's isolation. Instead of the community being positively impacted by the church is isolated from the community and irrelevant to the community. Instead of people growing in a relationship with Jesus, religiosity runs rampant. Instead of the church reaching people for Jesus, they're losing people. Instead of the church thriving, they're dying. Instead of people putting their faith in Jesus, they're watching people walk away from Jesus. Instead of people being inspired and empowered to actively follow Jesus, they're just filling their head with more Bible verses. Instead of being a voice of hope, they're a voice of hate. Instead of experiencing God's presence and power, it seems like God is completely absent. Instead of transformation, there's stagnation. For many people, the church doesn't seem like anything more than just a bunch of irrelevant songs and sermons. And it's caused some people, maybe you, to walk away from church. And others end up leaving their church to go try to find another church that they'll love somewhere else. You ever felt that way? Feel that way now? Listen, what I say next is so, so important, so don't miss it. Like every single local church, Relevant Community Church is the body of Christ. We were Jesus' idea, which means he has a plan He has a plan for us in regard to his kingdom and glory. For those who say this is your church, you are a member of this local body of Christ. And the good news is as the body of Christ, Jesus has given us a huge purpose and mission. Jesus has some God-sized visions for us. Jesus wants to do a transforming work in us and through us as a church. Jesus wants us to experience the fullness of his presence and power. Jesus wants to be glorified through us. And even though we're far from perfect as a church, we've experienced all that in varying degrees over the past 15 years, and it's been awesome. The bad news is that according to church statistics, it's more likely not to happen in the future. According to church statistics, we'll become seemingly void of God's presence at some point. According to church statistics, we'll get old, irrelevant, and die. And according to church statistics, at some point in time, you're going to end up saying, I hate my church. Jesus didn't call us into existence for that to be our story. And I didn't start relevant for that to be our story. And I don't want that to be our story, and you don't either. I want to continue to be part of a church I love, and you do too. But it will not happen by accident. I said earlier that with our 15-year anniversary coming up, I've been thinking a lot about the past 15 years, about where we are as a church, about how we got here, about the future of Relevant, about how we'll get to where God wants us to be. And what I am sure of is that it has taken and it will require commitment. So over the next few weeks, before we celebrate our anniversary together, I want to talk about four commitments. Four commitments so many people have made over the past 15 years that has created a church that so many of us love. Four commitments that if we all made going forward, will create a church you and others love to be a part of. Four commitments that has created and will continue to create a healthy, transformation, God-glorifying church. Four commitments that if we all chose to make, we'd see God work powerfully in ways we can't even begin to imagine. We'd see the visions God's put on our heart become a reality. We see God transform our lives, our friends' lives, our family lives, our neighbors' lives in ways that we can't begin to comprehend. We'd experience the fullness of God's presence and power. We'd see God show us his glory like never before. And that's what will make us all say, I love my church. And today I want to talk about that first commitment. And that commitment is be engaged. Be engaged. We just discovered a second ago that the church is a people who are the body of Christ, called to be Jesus' hands and feet. Unfortunately for many people, the church has become a product to be consumed. Now, this is going to be hard for some of you to hear, especially some of you who would call yourselves followers of Christ, but it's so important that you hear this. You're a consumer. And the only commitment that you've made in regard to church is to consume, 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 consume. And I'm not saying that to be judgmental, I'm just saying it to be honest. And in reality, many of us are consumers. And we get it honestly. I mean, we live in a country that's all about me, 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 me. What's best for me, what I want, what I need, what I get, what I prefer, what I like, what will help me, what will benefit me. I'm the center of the world, and you're here for me. And Jesus is here for me. And the church, well, the church is obviously here for me. And I'm here to consume the sermons and the content and the music and the kids' programs that I want, that I need, that I prefer. The church exists to serve me, and I'm here to consume. And I'll keep consuming here as long as I like what you're giving me and as long as I like what you're feeding me. And here's the problem with that. The church, at least according to Paul and Jesus, is not a product to be consumed. The church is a people who are the body of Christ, called to be Jesus' hands and feet. And if you continue to make it a product to be consumed, sooner or later, what you'll end up saying about Relevant Community Church and every other church that you go to consume from is, I hate my church. And you're going to make other people hate their church as well. Here's the bottom line. To create a church you love, you must be engaged in the mission of it. You must be engaged in operating as a fully functioning member of the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul, in another letter he wrote to another local church, this time in Rome, addressed this. In Romans 12, he wrote, "For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, all of the yous who have put their faith in Jesus, who asked Jesus to be the forgiver of your sins and leader of your life, all yous, for the grace given to me, I say every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought." That's called pride. "But rather think of yourself with sober judgment." because that's humility. In accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Paul's saying, as followers of Christ, regardless of how much faith you do or don't have, regardless of what you think you need, regardless of what you prefer, regardless of what you think you deserve, stop thinking of yourself more highly than you ought. Stop having a me mindset. Stop thinking you're the center of everything. Stop being prideful. Stop making it all about you. Stop acting like a consumer. And here's why. For just as each of us has one body with many members, arms, legs, ears, eyes, and these members do not all have the same function. I mean, you know, your eyes don't do what your legs do. Your arms don't do what your feet do. All the members of your body are different, but they're all needed. So, as Paul goes on, just like that, in Christ, we, as followers of Jesus, though many, form one body, the body of Christ, and each member belongs to all the others. Now, Paul told the church in Rome, as you can see, the same thing he told the church in Corinth. Basically, that now that you're in Christ, now that you've put your faith in Jesus by asking him to be the forgiver of your sins and leader of your life, you are now a member of the body of Christ. And you now belong to a body that's bigger than yourself, that's not ultimately about you. So don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. Now, whether you're new to faith, you've been a follower of Christ forever, regardless of your church experience, regardless of what you've been taught about the church, here's what you need to know. You need to know that the church is not about you. You need to know that the church does not revolve around your wants, your preferences, your desires, your needs, your demands, or your wishes. You need to know that the church is about Jesus, his glory, his kingdom. It centers around him, and it exists to carry on the mission that he came to this earth for, that he died on the cross for, and that he rose from the grave for. You need to know that the church is not a product to be consumed. The church is a people who are the body of Christ, called to be Jesus' hands and feet. You need to know that the church is not here to serve us. We are the church. And we're here to serve Jesus together, to be salt and light in the world, to be Christ's ambassadors, to be the embodiment of Jesus here and now. You need to know, as followers of Christ, we were not made to be consumers. We're called to be contributors because we're members of the body of Christ. You need to know, if any body part decides that they're not a part of the body anymore, that they still are part of the body, which means if you aren't engaged in operating as a fully functioning member of the body of Christ, the body of Christ can't and won't function fully. So Paul says, as a follower of Christ, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought by being a consumer. Think of yourself with sober judgment by being engaged in operating as a fully functioning member of the body of Christ. And the question is, how do we do that? Well, Paul told us how. Verse 6, we, every single one of us, have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Paul's saying, we all have different gifts that God gave us when the Holy Spirit took residence in us after we put our faith in Jesus. And then he goes on to list some examples of some gifts and what we should do with those gifts. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, then do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And then immediately after this, Paul goes on to a different subject. Now, people often focus on the specific gifts listed here. And that's the wrong thing to focus on, because that's not Paul's main point. Paul was not giving an exhaustive list of gifts here. If he was, he would have went on and on and on and on and on with a lot more examples because of the things that he wrote in other letters to other churches that he didn't include here of different examples of different gifts. So he's not giving an exhaustive list. His main point was to challenge them and to challenge us to be engaged in operating as fully functioning members of the body of Christ by using the gifts that God has given to each of us. Paul's basically saying, just like you have a physical body with different body parts, but all of your body parts are engaged to work together to make your body function properly and fully, just like that, you are all members of the body of Christ, and each of you has a different gift that makes you a different body part. Some of you are arms, some of you are legs, some of you are eyes, some of you are ears. Whatever body part you are, whatever talent and strength and gift you have, use it, do it, serve with it. As members of the body of Christ, Paul's essentially instructing us to follow Jesus' example. Jesus himself said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom for many." Jesus served by taking the lowliest position of washing feet. And then he served as the ultimate sacrifice by dying on the cross for your and for my sin. And Paul says, you're now the body of Christ. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. Jesus isn't asking you to do anything that he himself didn't do. And serving, it may cost you some time. It may cost you some convenience. It may cost you some comfort. But it cost your Savior his life. Jesus is the hope of the world. And the local church is his agent of hope. The church is not a product to be consumed. The church is a people who are the body of Christ, called to be Jesus' hands and feet. Like every other local church, Relevant Community Church is the body of Christ. And our body needs everybody. Our body needs everybody to be engaged in operating as a fully functioning member of the body of Christ. Our body needs everybody to be engaged in the mission of our church by serving as part of the body. Our body needs everybody to be engaged in this way so that we can actually live as the body of Christ. So we can be Jesus' hands and feet. So we can reach every person Jesus wants us to reach. So we can be part of transforming our community. So we can advance Jesus' mission and usher in his kingdom. So we can see the visions God's laid in our heart actually become a reality, so we can experience the fullness of God's presence and power, so we can help transform people into everything God's created us to be, so we can impact the next generation for Jesus, so that we can be a healthy, transformational, God-glorifying church. Our body needs everybody to be engaged in serving as part of the body. Old people, young people, wealthy people, poor people, married single, married people, single people, busy people. People who've been part of Relevant for 1 month or for 15 years. People who know nothing about the Bible and know all kinds about the Bible. Middle school students, high school students, retirees, you. Our body needs everybody to be engaged because the impact of serving, well, it transforms you. And we need you to be more transformed to who God's created you to be in order for us as a church to be more transformed to who God's created us to be, because according to Paul, we now all belong to one another. Our body needs everybody to be engaged because it's God's will for you as a member of the body of Christ. Our body needs everybody because to create a church that you love, you must be engaged in the mission of it. The more engaged in the mission of the church you are, the more you'll love your church. Our body needs everybody to be engaged in serving because a detached body part, well, that's just gross. An attached body part is live. An attached body part is healthy, but a detached body part sooner or later begins to decompose and becomes ugly and gross. And the practical application is, don't become gross. And what will make you and others hate their church is when you or others make it all about me, 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 me. And I've watched it happen again and again and again over 15 years, that when people disengage from serving, they make church a product to be consumed. They become critical about everything and everyone. And they start to decay, and they start to decay everyone around them. They become prideful. And their faith begins to erode, and they blame it on the music, they blame it on the preaching, they blame it on the programs. So they leave to go find a better church with a better product, but they end up hating their next church too, because they're the problem. They're the detached and decomposing body part. And when you're detached, when you're disengaged,
you can't help but become a consumer. And being consumers, it's deteriorating to ourselves and everybody else. Being consumers makes us hate our church, and it makes other people hate their church. Being consumers is what kills churches. It's what will kill ours. So Paul says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. This is not about you. This is about Jesus and his mission and his glory and his body, of which you are a member of. You want to be part of a church you love. And I know you want your friends, your family, your neighbors, your Reach Ones, your coworkers, your teammates, the people you invite to love our church. Well, to create a church you love, to create a church others love, you must be engaged in the mission of it. You must be engaged in operating as a fully functioning member of the body of Christ. You must be engaged in the mission of our church by serving on a team. If you love our church, do you know why? If you love our church, it's because of Jen and Lee Haman. It's because of David and Bree Crewman. It's because of Brian and Natalie Mieske. It's because of Matt and Clarissa Anderson. It's because of Nate and Megan Kane. It's because of Scott and Nicole Ruane. It's because of Andy and Lori Williams. And you may have never even heard of those people, but they have been engaged in the mission of our church by serving for years, helping create the church that you love today. If you love Relevant Community Church, it's because of people like Lexi Linehan. Take a look.
My name is Lexi Linehan. My husband Joey and I heard about Relevant from a friend back in Wayne. We went to Wayne State College and then moved back here for jobs. And our friend said, you know what, you should try Relevant. Her family had gone here, and so we did, and we loved it. We thought we were going to do a little church shopping, but the first time we came to Relevant, it felt like home. And we felt just a calling to stay here, and so we've been here for about 3 years now. I love about Relevant just the fact that some churches, it's like, okay, your goal is to, you know, have faith in Jesus, and then it kind of just stops. I really do just love the fact that Relevant emphasizes, like, what's your next step, and constantly just pushing yourself to find a way to further your relationship with Jesus and invite others in, and that's something that we've just found is very encouraging. It's definitely challenging at times, because you have to look inward and say, what do I need to change, but that's something that we've really appreciated. I serve on the Sprouts team. I'm in the toddler room, and I'm a team leader there. I've always just had a love for kids. When I was growing up, my mom worked in the nursery at our church, and so I would serve there, and so I wanted to really get involved and relevant in some way. And I saw Sprouts as a perfect opportunity to do that. Also, having a three-year-old myself, it's nice to be able to kind of see the environment that she's going through and just being able to see the impact that it can have on kids through it. So we got involved by going through Relevant 101 and 201. I was already serving in the Sprouts ministry, but wasn't a team leader. And so when Christy asked if I wanted to kind of move into that role, me and Joey, my husband, thought it'd be best to do that Relevant 101, 201, and really just fully know what Relevant is about, how we can serve in that way, and just get really more involved. Focusing on impacting the next generation and being able to see that in our own home is something that's really cool, where you ask, like, who can we trust in? And, you know, she replies, Jesus. And it's something where they may be 2 or 3 year olds in this room, but, like, they are taking something home, and that's something that's really cool to kind of build that foundation for the future. I think serving is so important for the church because it not only allows us to grow personally, but just grow in relationships that we probably wouldn't otherwise have. You know, there's people on the Sprouts team that I wouldn't know if it wasn't for me serving back there. I think serving has helped transform my life and just understanding that we all have a place in the church, whether we think we do or not. I really love the video that we see where it talks about us being consumers or investors, and it's like, if we're just going to church, we really are just being that consumer. But it's like, how can we give back? If I'm wanting stuff out of my faith and I want stuff out of my daughter's faith, I have to be willing to kind of give somewhere in the church to be able to make that happen, because everybody else is doing their part as well. I feel like there's so many different teams across the board, whether it's, you know, helping in the parking lot direct traffic, helping with kids, helping serve coffee, which my husband does, like just finding a way to be able to do your part in ways that you might not feel like it's significant, but your impact of just saying hi to somebody or serving in a group might lead to somebody else, like putting their faith in Jesus or just making a connection to further enjoy coming to Relevant. And if we can do that, then we're doing the right thing. You know, as we're growing, like, you can just tell the need for it. And if we didn't have people serving on Sunday or even throughout the week, the work that goes into just putting a Sunday together, the church would just fall apart. But because we have such great investment from people, you know, that are willing to wake up early, willing to stay late, willing to just, like, do the jobs that people don't even think about, like, it allows the church to just continue to go and, like, reach that mission of having everybody have their lives be transformed by Jesus.
You know, Lexi, she said better in stinking 3 minutes than I said in 30. I mean, that's good job, Lex. Listen, you and I are standing on the shoulders of and reaping the benefits of those who have gone before us and been engaged in the mission of our church by serving on a team. It's only because of those people that you and I are able to say, I love my church. For those of you who are engaged in the mission of our church by serving on a team, I just want to say thank you. Listen, never forget what you're doing, however big and small it may seem, it matters. You are part of marriages and families and eternities and lives being transformed. You're part of the stories of transformation that we talk about week in and week out. You're part of people being reached for Jesus. You're part of helping transform people and everything God's created us to be. You're part of impacting the next generation for Jesus. You're part of people being inspired and empowered to follow Jesus. You're part of the impact we're having in our community. You're part of God being glorified through our church. You're part of creating a church that so many people love. You're the reason I can say, I love my church. I'm so proud of you. I'm so grateful that God has called us to the same church body. To create a church you love, you must be engaged in the mission of it. So for those of you who say that Relevant Community Church is your church, but you aren't serving as part of this body, I want to challenge you to engage. Engage by serving on a team. Engage because you're a member of this body, and, well, our body needs everybody. Engage because it's God's will for you. Engage because people's lives and eternities are at stake. Engaged because there's no Sunday gatherings without you. There's no Fresh Start without you. There's no Care Ministry without you. There's no Sprouts, Relevant Kids, Rooted, or Youth United without you. There's no Tea Life groups without you. There's no Lights and Sound without you. There's no social media without you. There's no The Relevant Center without you. There's no Impact on the Corinne people without you. There are no Stories of Transformation without you. Engage so you don't start thinking of yourself more highly than you ought and become a consumer. Engage so we can experience the fullness of God's presence and power. Engage so that God is glorified through this. Engage so that we can reach more people for Jesus. Engage so we can help more people's lives be transformed. Engage to create a church that you love to be a part of. Engage because it's the only way that we can create a church that your friends and family and the people that you invite will love as well. And I know some of you would say, but I'm not a follower of Christ. Like, I'm just trying to new to this whole church thing. I don't really believe all this Jesus stuff. I'm not to that place yet. And I'd say that's okay. At Relevant, you can belong before you believe. You don't have to be a follower of Jesus to serve on a team here at Relevant. We would love for you to engage, but let me just forewarn you. If you do, I just want to just be forewarned. It might impact your heart and it might impact your faith. I just don't want you to get into this and not be warned about that. My challenge for those of you who are part of Relevant but who are not operating as a fully functioning member of the body of Christ is to take the next step to engage or re-engage by serving on a team, by signing up for Team Link. Team Link is an hour event. You can learn about different teams, learn about how to take a next step to engage. You're not committing to anything signing up for Team Link. You're just committing 1 hour of your time. Next Team Link is in a few weeks, August 25th at 2 p.m. right here at the Relevant Center. You can find out more information or sign up either on our website, our mobile app, or if you're in the room, you can go to the Next Step area. One of our team members can answer any questions or help you sign up out there as well. There's one more thing I want to challenge some of you with, and that is to engage by joining volunteer staff. Volunteer staff are the people who are relevant who have committed to own and drive the mission of transformation. We are who we are because of the 560 people who have committed to engage as volunteer staff. If you've never considered becoming part of volunteer staff, I would strongly encourage you to consider it. By joining volunteer staff, you become part of something bigger than yourself. You'll feel more engaged because you'll be more engaged. You'll experience and celebrate our mission of transformation on a deeper level. You'll experience church not being a destination, but a people. You'll go from being a consumer to being the body of Christ. And your serving experience will be so much more meaningful and so much more impactful, which means you will love your church more and be a bigger part of creating a church that others love as well. Furthermore, all of our leaders are on volunteer staff. The most influential people in our church are team leaders and small group leaders. People who are leading one of our next-gen small groups or a T-Life group. You don't have to be on volunteer staff in order to serve on a team here at Relevant, but you must be on volunteer staff to be a team leader or to be a small group leader. So if you have any interest in possibly leading a team, a next-gen small group, or a T-Life group in the future, engage by joining volunteer staff now. All of our volunteer staff have gone through two classes called Relevant 101 and Relevant 201. Relevant 101 is a 5-week class where you learn more about Relevant, more about God, and more about how to follow Jesus. Relevant 201 is a 5-week class where you learn more about how God has uniquely created you and will prepare you to own and drive the mission as a member of volunteer staff. When you're done with Relevant 101 and 201, you will understand why we do what we do as a church more. You will know your church, God, and yourself better. You'll meet some amazing people. You start some friendships. You're growing a relationship with Jesus. You'll be better equipped to impact the world for Jesus. You will be more engaged. The time commitment to go through Relevant 101 and 201 is short, but the difference it makes in you and our church is huge. God will use this time to help transform you more into who He's created you to be. Listen, even if you're not interested in joining volunteer staff, but you'd like to learn more about Relevant and about following Jesus, Relevant 101 is your best next step. The next Relevant 101 class starts at the end of September. You can get more information. You can sign up on the website, on the mobile app, or once again, you go to the Next Step area and our team out there will answer any questions for you and help you as well. But here's my question to end for all of us. What next step is Jesus inviting you to take to be engaged in the mission of this, the Relevant Community Church body? Whatever the next step is, I want to invite you to be committed to take it. Take it so you don't start thinking of yourself more highly than you ought and become a consumer. Take it, because the church is a people who are the body of Christ, called to be Jesus' hands and feet. Take it, because our body needs everybody. Take it so our next 15 years could be better than our first 15 years. Take it so we can be a healthy, transformational, God-glorifying church. Take it so that God can transform you more. Take it, because to create a church you love, you must be engaged in the mission of it. Dear Lord, Jesus, I don't understand this whole plan of you calling us to be your body, to embody your presence and carry on your mission until you return. I don't understand that plan, but I believe that plan is perfect because that's the plan you chose. And so I pray that we choose to be engaged in that, to operate as part of your body, so that your presence is felt, so that your kingdom is ushered in, so that we see you. So Lord, if there's a next step you want us to take, Lord, I pray that today we take that. That we don't stay where we're at. If you're prompting, if you're stirring, I pray, Jesus, we follow you into that right now. In Jesus' name, amen.